In this step, we'll create our initial playfield and ball and add some basic physics behaviors for them. I'm in Expression Blend, and I'm going to create a new Silverlight 3 application and website named Pinball Game. And once this comes up, the first thing I'll need to do is change the layout route to a canvas layout route. So you can right-click and say Change Layout Type to Canvas. And that's required by the Physics Helper controls. I'm also going to up the size of this to 800 by 600. And in a pinball game, the ball generally falls off the playfield at the bottom, and that's when you lose the ball. And so I'm going to add a rectangle to catch the ball there. And that'll be our little detection mechanism to see that the player lost the ball. And I'll add a color to that. And so there's our little thing to catch it, and now we need a ball. I'm going to create an ellipse for the ball, and it's going to be about 50 by 50 pixels. I want to make sure it's round. And let's give some names to these. Let's call this bottom object the rect platform, and let's call this the ellipse ball. And now we can add our physics behaviors. So the first thing we'll need is a physics controller. That controls the overall simulation and manages collisions and logic. And so I'm going to drag that to our main canvas that contains a simulation. Now, when you're creating a physics game, you'll find that you often need to come in here and tweak some of these properties. This first one here, mouse pick enabled, that I'll set. That enables you to manipulate objects with the mouse, and so it's useful for testing. I'm also going to decrease the vertical gravity in half so that things don't quite fall so fast. And I'm going to increase the iterations to 200, and that will allow better collision detection at the price of performance. And now I can add my other physics behaviors for the rect platform. I want that to become a physics object, so I'm going to drag the physics object behavior to it. And I don't want this platform to move due to gravity. I want it to stay right where it is. So I'm going to set the isStatic property to true for that. And finally, the ball, I'm just going to make it a physics object, and that's all I need to do there. So let's save it. And I'm going to run the project. Okay, and so we're off and running. Here's our ball, and you can see I can manipulate it with the mouse, and it's rolling along that platform, which is static, so it won't fall.